You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Good morning and welcome to the Irish Racing Podcast here at William Hill on Thursday, July the 5th. Andy Holting taking a look at the programme at Tipperary this evening, for which we've got seven races for you, four on the level, and three National Hunt races, including, of course, the big race of the night, one of the big races of Tipperary season, in the shape of the Grade 3 Grimes Hurdle. We've also got pattern race contest coming up at 6:50 for the T-Rolls, and plenty of other varied action up and down the card.
Race one.
Starting off with a 2 furlong contest over the extended 7 furlongs. A couple of winners here recently, including quite a nice horse of Jim Bolger's, who's going to be the selection here in the shape of Copia Verborum, who created a bit of surprise. Has to be said, on debut, winning at 33-1. But there was no fluke about that performance. I like the way he travelled through the race, and particularly the way he stayed on in the latter stages. Certainly to suggest he's got a bright future. I think this 7.5 furlongs are definitely plenty of strength tonight, given how strongly he finished off his race. And he should uphold the form with the odds on favourite that day. Cape of Good Hope, who had to be marked down as a little bit of a disappointment. Therefore, it could well be that maybe Stubborn Companion, South Pacific, is the one to watch from the Aidan O'Brien stable. In the first, he's definitely worth a look in the market. And Decisive Action's form of his Curra win has also worked out quite well with Jorah, who finished 7th, winning subsequently for the Adrian Keighley stable. So a bit of substance to this 5-runner race to start the night off. A copy of Verborum is the selection off the back of that nice win first time out.
Race 2.
On to the 6:20, not a particularly strong race over the extended 7.5 here for the fillies in this maiden. I quite like Baby Pink here. She ran really well last time out at Limerick. I'll be a little bit concerned that stepping down in trip here from a mile 3 to 7.5 furlongs, but I think it was lack of sort of grit. Well, it was greenness really which did her the last day. And once she got out in the clear, she finished the race off to such a degree that, like I said, I just think the fact that she got blocked in on the rails and was prevented with a clear run, which was her undoing more than anything else. But I like the way she's going in her race. She certainly stepped up markedly on her first run, and hopefully she'll piece it all together tonight. The main danger looks to be Vivenanti from the Mickey Halford stable. You can scrub off this horse's last run at Nace when disappointing 5th behind one of Dermot Wells, because her saddle slipped, turning his arm straight. She was well fancied on that occasion. She'd run well the time before at Leopardstown behind Scriba Nua, of course, that took part in the Irish 1000 Guineas. And generally speaking, with the Mickey Halford stable in good form, one would imagine that Vivi Knight is capable of running to a fair level here this evening. But I do like Baby Pink. I think she's a nice filly going forward. And like I say, with a little bit more experience, I think she'll show what she's made of here tonight in the 6:20.
Race number 3.
On to the 6:50. And we've got a pattern race here for the T-Rolls over the Flying 5 at this track. And Landforce, having finished a very creditable 3rd, of course, behind Shang 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 in the Norfolk Stakes at Royal Ascot. He's bound to be a warm order here. And not only that, he finished 3rd behind Fairyland, who was a fair 2nd in the Albany Stakes at the Royal Meet. And also Van Beethoven over 2nd. He won a Group 3 over the weekend at the Curra. So everything about his form is basically head and shoulders above what the others have achieved. But if you are looking for a bet here, obviously Landforce is going to be about a 4-9 2-on shot. you might want to have a little dip into the without the favourite market and search around for a smidgen of value. I think it's a two-horse race for what chases home the favourite here, and I'd almost box the two up here with, to make a little profit, because I was quite impressed by the way Cafu won at Downing Down Raw the other day. That sharp 5 furlongs really played into his strengths, and he quickened up well in the latter stages to win quite readily in the end. And I do think 5 furlongs in this flat track will suit him. And the other one to mention is Uzzurra as well, who had been showing a real reasonable level of form, but nothing compared to what he showed. She showed here the other day when she quickened up very, very smartly inside the last furlong to bound clear of a field. The fact that she's won over the track is very encouraging. She's got a nice turn of foot. And the tongue tie, which was on for the first time on that occasion, is on again tonight. So that clearly made the difference for that Ken Condon's filly. So I do think Uzzurra is definitely worth a second look in the without the favourite market. Around about 5-1, along with Cafu as well, around about the 3-1 mark.
Race 4.
On to the 7.25. Quite a wide open affair here. Conquest will obviously be one worth looking at in the market, having its first run of the season for Aidan O'Brien. And of course, stepping up in trip as well, being a filly by Galileo. She's likely to improve on what she's done so far to date on better ground. But I was really taken by the performance of Liffey Dale Dreamer when this horse won at Ballinrobe the other day. It looked an unlikely win as well as the field ran in the home turn. She was last with 2.5 furlongs to run, but she came with a withering run down the outside to, in the end, go right over the top of her field and winning the style of a horse that clearly is better than her current rate. She's only up £3 for that narrow margin victory, but like I say, if she would have started her run a bit earlier and perhaps not had to be forced wide, she would have won a bit more with a bit more upper sleeve. So I think there's more to come by this filly by Azamore, and you do want a horse that gets home here at Tipperary, because that sweeping long bend into the home straight often catches horses out. So Liffey Dale Dreamer, quite a confident choice there in the final flat race of the night then in the 7.25.
Race 5.
Right, on to the big race of the night then. It's the 2 mile grade 3 Grimes Hurdle, in which Willie Mullins looks as though he's got a strong hand here. He's had 3 of the last 4 winners as the County Carlo handler. And he's got strong representation here with Wicklow Brave and Sharjah going to post. Now, the market this morning was quite interesting, because Wicklow Brave was putting an odds-on chance, where Sharjah was available to back at a whopping 7-1. Now, all the each-way scumbags, including myself, have taken the 7-1. And we find that this horse at time recording is around about a 5-2 chance. It was quite apparent to me that this one was overpriced based on the fact that this horse, I think, is going to improve quite significantly, finally, because he's going to be racing on better ground. I think this horse has been banging his head against the wall on heavy ground. He's not overly big, this fella. And even though he won 2 times early on in the season at Garran, I didn't think he really enjoyed the conditions. He would have won the Grade 1 champion novice at Leopardstown at their big meeting during the winter, had he not fallen at the last. And I think that fall rather left a little bit of a scar on one or two of his performances subsequently, albeit he ran quite well when finishing 8th of 19 in the Supreme Novices at Cheltenham. And of course, 4th behind Get a Birdie, Stab a Companion in the Grade 2 at Fairy House. He'd probably had enough for the season when he ran badly at Punchestown, but he's been freshened up. He's obviously had this race in mind for quite a while, because he's come back in training in the middle of summer in a bid to get back on better ground. So I do think this horse is potentially very, very well handicapped if Connections wanted to go down that route off a mark of 144. And it would not surprise me in the slightest if he was to either A, run well here tonight, B, win it, or C, just run well and go straight to, let's say, something like the Galway Hurdle, of which of a mark of 154 would definitely get him into the race with a massive chance. So Sharjah, a very confident choice there. Probably my best bet of the day, actually, runs in the 8 o'clock in that big race tonight.
Race number 6.
On to the 8.30. Wide open contest, around about 6-1 the field at time recording. But I quite like the chances of Courtin' Beebe here from the Patrick Duffy stable. This mare has been in cracking form of late. A smooth winner, two starts ago over hurdles at Tremor, was followed up by a good run down in Clonmel in a very competitive race, running in fast time. Although she got really brushed aside by the eventual winner, You Can't Catch Me. It's not for the first time that You Can't Catch Me has done a similar job on his opponents at that track. I think he's 3 from 4 at that track. And She went on to run quite well down the other day behind the same opponent down at Limerick. But the story of that race was basically borne out that at the beginning, when this horse, having its first race on the flat for quite a while, was very, very slowly away and was detached to the point where its chance was absolutely rendered useless at halfway. But I did actually like her attitude. She'd managed to work herself back into some sort of contention to only get beat in the end 8 lengths by the eventual winner, who was once again in good form. Political Policy, who was second, run well last night to boost that form line. And off a mark of just 88, going back to the scene of a track where she's gone before, I do think Courtin' Beebe is worth a nice each-way bet there in the penultimate contest.
And the final race.
On to the final race then, which is a 2.5 mile novices hurdle. A little bit of a quandary here for punters, because the market is very much dominated by the two reserves here, Dinnans and the Big Lens. They've both been put in as tentative favourites on the morning line, so it's going to look a little bit different this race come post-time if they don't run. The ones who have run of late, well, I'm getting a little bit of a chance for Achiever here from the in-form Joseph O'Brien stable. Only fifth at Listowel last time out over what appeared to be an inadequate 2 miles. I like the way this horse kept to his task in the latter stages to be fifth in the end, and he was doing all his best work at the finish, so I think it's a wise move by Connections to step him up in trip, in keeping with his pedigree. He's got the cheap pieces on the first time as well, just to kind of sharpen his ideas up a little bit. He's available at back around about 9-10 to 1 top price this morning, so in a race that is quite difficult one to get your head around at this stage anyway of the morning, I'm quite prepared to go with Achiever each way in that last race. Thanks very much for listening to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. Hopefully you can join us again on Saturday night, when we're going to be taking a look at Belleystown's 7-race jump card beginning at 4:45. Of course, by then we'll know England's fate in the World Cup, whether they've beaten Sweden or not. So hopefully that card will give us a little bit of cheer to contend with if we've lost come Saturday evening. So until then, it's goodbye from me for now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.